Need to listen again? You can just rewind, because this is an OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.
Gone again, and struck even better. Great start for the BKB Knights.
It's night time. All the action on and off the field.
It was more misery for the VKB Knights over the weekend after stumbling to the fourth defeat of the Momentum One Cup with a 22-run loss, according to the Duckworth-Lewis method, against the Dolphins in Durban. The Knights had a bat first at Kingsmead and were restricted to 254 for 9 in their allotted 50 overs. The wicketkeeper Rudy Second, who was playing his first game of the campaign, top scored for the Central franchise with 74 runs. Ryan McLaren once again impressed with the Willow by scoring 47, while Keegan Peterson contributed with 39. The Dolphins got their run chase off to a rocky start, with Mashantolonga dismissing the dangerous Vaughan van Jaarsveld for just 2 runs. A second wicket partnership of 98 runs between Morne van Wyk and Sarol Advia set the tone for the home side's innings. When the heavens opened up in Durban, the hosts won 139 for 3 after 27 overs, and this was enough to ensure that they were well ahead of the Knights' run rate. What is worrying for the Knights is that over the past 2 seasons, they have won just 1 out of their 15 games in a 50-over format, with 3 of them ending in a no result. They do enter the second half of the competition now, and the captain, Piet van Biljon, is sure that they can still turn things around and secure a semi-final berth.
We haven't had the best of start to the tournament. 5 games in, halfway through. There's still obviously spots to play for in that semi-final. If you finish 4th, you're in a semi. So still everything to play for in this competition. And we want to peak at the right time of the tournament. Now is the business end of the tournament, and we have to start stepping up now and getting those results. I think we're not far away from clicking. The bowling has improved by 100%. The fielding has improved by 100%. And where the batting has kind of hung on in most games, hopefully we now can not just hang in there, but actually step up and dominate a little bit.
With the team under the pump, it may be time for them to shake things up a bit and perhaps introduce a player like Reinout van Tonder, who blasted an impressive 164 against Sri Lanka last week in a 50-over game for the CSA 11. Van Tonder has an average of 29 runs after 12 List A games, but will this be enough to convince the coaching staff? Van Biljon hinted that there may be some fresh faces in the team when it comes to hosting the half-out lines on Saturday in Bloemfontein.
There's some guys that's coming to the party form-wise, and some guys struggling a little bit, but that's the nature of the game and nature of a season. So we're hoping for the best. Obviously, maybe one or two changes can happen as we go, but we'll see how it goes this week.
Saturday's game at the Mangohung Oval gets underway at 1:30, so get down there and support the boys. And that's it for this week.
Visit OFM.co.za to see where you can show home ground support. OFM, proud supporter of the VKB Knights. Hope you enjoyed that. OFM, the sound of your life.